Hi, and welcome to MFR Farming for Friday with me, Richard Jones. And today, there's a notice from the Health and Safety Executive that they are holding Safety and Health Awareness Days next week. The first one at Elgin on Tuesday is more or less fully subscribed, but further to the west, the day on Thursday at Fort William is at the moment very poorly supported. Anne Poyner from the HSE has been in touch to point out that farmers from Inverness right across to the west coast have been invited, and so far there's been a poor take-up. The Safety and Health Awareness, or SHADS days, are designed to prevent accidents, and given agriculture's woeful record on safety, attendance is surely a must for anybody connected with the industry. There's two sessions in the day on topics ranging from animal handling to quad bikes and tractor safety, so please respond and get along if at all possible. Now, with the weekend coming up, food comes to the top of quite a few people's minds. What are we going to eat this weekend is a typical question. Well, celeb chef Valentine Warner is my guest today, and he's encouraging us to be more adventurous and try eating some of the wilder foods, or game, now the season is underway.
It is underway, and there's lots of delicious things coming into the butchers that should be enjoyed.
When we think of game, we think of pheasants, maybe venison. What's the kind of whole range of stuff?
Well, there's the partridge, and there's ducks, and there's hares, and there's rabbits, and there's snipe, and woodcock, and pigeon, and all sorts of delicious things, all with their own merits, all tasting very different. Deer, for example, it's called venison, but we've got six kinds of deer that live in the wild in this country. They all do very different things, but they're all lumped under one name, venison, which is quite confusing for people. So, you know, investigate and see which ones you like and which you don't. And also, I think in game, you know, there's the white-meated game like rabbit and pheasant and partridge. And then there's the darker, more kind of stronger flavours. So there really is something there for everyone. And I'd say for anyone who hasn't eaten much of it, try a partridge because it's about as close to chicken as you're going to get. It's a gentle lead-in.
Just tell us about cooking game. Do you think it's a kind of a frightening thing for some people?
Well, I think it shouldn't be frightening. I've written some recipes for game to eat, and there's lots of wonderful recipes out there. And it shouldn't be scary. You cook venison, you know, in no different way to you would a fantastic beef stew.
So there you go. Celeb chef Valentine Warner encouraging us to visit the website gametoeat.co.uk and maybe try something different on our plates this weekend. But I'll leave you with that thought for today. Be back Monday, 6:40 and 12:40, with more MFR Farming.